Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette. Dr. Jerry Mixon is spring breaking with his family. We'll have him back in the studio next weekend. He might be listening, though, right? Because sometimes he does.
He's at a conference.
Okay.
He's working.
Woo! Okay.
Dr. So we can Umat, say we anything.
That. We can say anything. Dr. Samira Umat here from
the
Longevity.
Light in your eyes.
Oh,
what
boy.
What did you want to say, Michael?
Dr. Gilbert said so. And Dr. Ken Pentland here from Longevity, as well as our very clever, our specialist, eye doctor, ophthalmologist. Let me say the correct name.
Nice job.
You're welcome. Northwest Vision Institute. And we've been talking with Mike and Linwood about dry eyes. So what are some things we can do about this?
Mike, first thing is to protect your eye overnight so you don't have those symptoms first thing in the morning, because those symptoms are from cell damage overnight, and that doesn't heal during the day. So you start your day out behind, okay? And then then figuring out what we need to do to improve your situation on the computer. First of all, we have to make sure that the glands are functional, and that really takes an exam to see if they're working and what it takes to reactivate them. But then we have to reintegrate blinking into your workflow, and that's not trivial, because if I tell patients you must blink, well, who's going to think about blinking? They've got work to do, right? Right. So what you need to do is figure out a way to make it subconscious. So, for instance, do you use a mouse?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, for instance, when you first sit down, every time you left click the mouse, you blink. If you do something like that, it's going to be much more likely to be successful to integrate it into something that you're doing high frequency and link it, rather than putting a post-it up or have an app that's flashing at you. Any distraction is going to be dismissed by the conscious brain as an intrusion in the workflow. So you want to try and work with the brain and say, how can I get myself to blink without it intruding, without it interrupting my accounting? That makes sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Job one. So that's how we keep the benefit once we've gotten the glands working again. But I hate the sentence at your age, but sound of your voice sounds like this has been going on for a while, which means there's probably a component of some permanent damage that's gradually getting worse. So I think the real answer is to try and recover the glands that you have left. And then learn how to reintegrate to using them, so you're free of this intrusion in your work.
Very good. When I put the eye drops in, when do you do that? When they're real watery, or do I dry them out before I put the drops in? I'm kind of new at using that.
Funny thing. I didn't mention drops, did I? Huh. Must have forgotten. No, I didn't forget. So if you believe what I just told you, you believe what I told you, then using drops is a departure from using the gland system blinking to release your own tears. So you can use the artificial tears as a backup to augment. But if you use artificial tears routinely to deliver the comfort and the and avoid the fluctuation in vision, then the glands have no reason to live. Does that make sense? See what I'm saying? Right? So if you rely on the artificial tears for your comfort, then the glands will continue their decline, and you're going to need them even more. So I have severe dry eyes. It's one of the reasons I'm really passionate about this. And I have a personal rule that I don't use artificial tears at all. If my eyes are dry, if my vision's fluctuating, I blink. I work that blinking mechanism because I know that's how I'm going to keep those glands working.
Yeah, and I don't use artificial tears either. My Bobian glands are very bad as well, as you showed me when you examined me. But there was no recommendation for any drops, and I only use the drops that you gave me. They really worked.
Right. But, so you can use some artificial tears as a backup to augment if they don't respond to the blinking. But recovery of the glands and using the glands so that you have them for the rest of your life. And besides that, if the glands are working, they're faster, easier, cheaper than reaching for a bottle of tears. Yeah.
And the tears don't work for very long, right, Doctor?
No, ma'am. The tear drainage system is active, not passive, which is to say it's not like a drain in the floor. It is a suction system. Every time you blink, there are two ducts that actually suck tears off the surface. Gone.
Wow.
So that's why they don't last very long.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to make an exam, and then we can look further at my eyes.
I look forward to it.
I think that's good. One last question, if
yes,
I could.
Yes,
sure.
I had both of my eyes. One of them is in very good shape. The other one, about 5 years ago, we did something. I don't know if it's – maybe it was laser. They put something over the lens of my eye.
Okay.
It was a surgery that they did. I should know the name, but I forgot. I guess that's because I'm 75. But we did – they did something to that eye. But over the last 5 years, I don't – maybe it's just the water in my eyes, but I seem to not have – I have to wear glasses all the time now. And I have to change my glasses, and maybe that's because of the water in my eye is changing my vision. Because I usually carry now, instead of two sets of glasses, I usually carry three when I'm out and about. And I pick something up at the store, I can't see
that it. That shouldn't be necessary. It'll be interesting to see. It could be the fluctuation from the dryness. But there certainly could be something going on with the lens related to that laser treatment that needs to be updated.
Well, I'm coming in to see you. And then
all right, good.
Oh, very good, Mike.
I look forward to it.
That's very good. I look forward to coming in.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time today.
Well, thank you for your call.
Very good. And for Mike and others that are going, I would like to make an appointment with Dr. Michael Gilbert and his staff. They're located in Bellevue at Northwest Vision Institute. And I'm going to give you that phone number right now. It's 425-450-2020. See what they did there?
Uh-huh.
Makes it easy. I like it. 425-450-2020. And you can make an appointment and get in and get your questions asked and get some healthy eyes going. All right, headed to Tacoma. Randy has an eye doctor question as well. Hi there, Randy.
Morning, Randy.
Hi, good morning. So I went to see a doctor here in Tacoma, eye doctor, and he gave me a kind of graph. He sent me home with a kind of graph to look at. It has vertical and horizontal lines.
Right. Called an Amsler grid.
Yeah.
Question.
I'm wondering what are we looking for? You said wavy lines, but what is that about?
Very good. So when you look, when you're using that, and anyone who wants to do this test and see what we're talking about, if you do a search for Amsler, AMSLER grid, or frankly, you can do the same thing just looking at a piece of graph paper.
I'm doing that right now.
Good. And what you want to do is you have to do that one eye at a time. and you focus on this, that AMSR grid has a little black dot right in the center. And to do the test, you look right at the center of that, but you can look at the center of a piece of graph paper. And you want to pay attention to the lines that you know to be straight. All of those lines should appear straight. And if there are any wavy lines or any areas missing, then the implication is that something's happening in the macula, which is the centermost part of the retina. The macula is that part of the retina that's responsible for your sharpest vision, your reading vision, your driving vision, your television vision, for that matter. But your most critical vision happens right at the macula. That also is where all of your color vision is. But it's that area is very sensitive to drug effects, to macular degeneration. The most common reason for changes of that grid is the earliest forms of macular degeneration. Did your eye doctor mention macular degeneration at all?
I have macular degeneration in both eyes, and he said it's mild right now, but it's definitely evident. He was showing me on a computer what my eyes look like. Yeah.
So if that grid, if the lines on the grid are perfectly straight, then you have the earliest form of macular degeneration before it actually starts to affect your vision. The macula can have some degeneration that doesn't yet affect the vision. If it starts to affect the vision, that's when you start to see distortions in that grid, because looking at that grid inherently projects that grid onto that area called the macula, so that if you're getting some macular degeneration that's actually affecting the vision, it will affect the straightness of those lines as a first observation.
Is there anything that can be done if that actually happens to your eye?
That's exactly
an operation, or
that's exactly why you want to detect that distortion as early as possible, because sometimes, not always, often that's treatable, and it's treatable with medication, not surgery.
We should talk about that. Hey, Randy, stay on the line. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to talk about the treatments that you could be doing for macular degeneration in just a moment. If you'd like to have a question for the doctors here, let me give you the number. Phone lines are open, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Randy, you stay right there.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Bum, bum, bum. I thought everyone was going to do that with me. I was so hoping. Welcome back. Leading Edge Medicine. Lynette here with the doctors. Dr. Samira Umat, Dr. Ken Pentland, and Dr. Michael Gilbert. We're talking about eyes, macular degeneration with Randy from Tacoma. What can be done for this?
So first, Randy, prevention. And a couple of things on prevention. The AREDS formula, AREDS, is an over-the-counter vitamin that has been formulated by multiple extensive NIH-funded research in the United States, very reliable, and shows that if you take those vitamins, two small vitamins a day, that it statistically decreases the risk of the macular degeneration that you have that is not currently affecting your vision, to prevent it from progressing, about 25-30% decrease in the likelihood of it progressing. A 10-year retrospective of that data showed that those patients who also, in addition to the AREDS vitamins, also took omega-3s, fish oil, had a further statistical decrease. So nutritionally, I'd be on the AREDS formula, AREDS 2. My favorite brand is PreserVision because mm-hmm. that's the one that was actually used by the NIH in terms of reliability of the products. And then fish oil, and unfortunately, they didn't actually dive deeply enough to tell us doses. So we just know that being on some fish oil has some protective effect. Now, I think you were talking about what if I start to have distortion in the grid? Well, you want to immediately get seen by an ophthalmologist because it can be treated. Oftentimes, that's what's called neovascularization that causes that distortion, which is to say new blood vessels growing rapidly, and that can happen. That growth can happen, 24, 48 hours. It can start very rapidly, and there are medications now that can be used to shut that down. And not only stop the damage, but oftentimes reverse it. Mm. But the worse, the longer it takes to get that started, the less likely it is to get your vision back. So definitely important to check that out periodically, every maybe two, certainly 4 weeks max. Check it, and if you notice, and you check one eye at a time. If you check both eyes at the time, then the brain can mask distortion that might be happening in one eye. So do one eye at a time with your best reading prescription, and if you see distortion, then get that checked out right away.
Yeah. I've heard about the AREDS. I take a cheaper, the lutein. I take a cheaper brand, has 25 milligrams lutein. Is that good enough, or should I buy the more expensive
resin? I don't know. I haven't really checked the nickels and dimes on how much more expensive. I don't think PreserVision is more expensive, but I honestly haven't priced it. If you look at the formula is widely published. And there's some simple things like vitamin C, for instance. So, you can easily do the formula yourself. It's the lutein and the zeaxanthin that are important, but also the copper and the zinc. And while you can formulate it on your own, the amount of copper and the amount of zinc is out of proportion of what you're going to find in a normal multivitamin. So the normal multivitamin is not going to match the balance that's in the AREDS formula. I have my preference on brands, there are many different ones, and as long as it has the full AREDS formula, whether you're taking it in one pill or multiple, should not make any difference.
There you go. And Dr. Gilbert, I did find your PreserVision AREDS on Amazon.
Yeah.
They'll deliver it right to your house, $24 for a 240-count package.
That seems pretty affordable.
Yes. That would be a good thing.
Well, I guess I'll have to look at Amazon instead.
But make sure you're getting more than – it's more than just the lutein and the zeaxanthin.
Yes, vitamin C, lutein.
Because the copper and the zinc – zinc is protective for that macula, but it's out of proportion of what you're going to get in a higher dose than what you're going to get in a multivitamin. And then the copper is compensatory and also higher.
All right, good. Yeah, I guess I'll switch over to that for the cost of my eye, it's worth it.
Yes.
I think you're right. And some fish oil. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Dr. Gilbert,
yes, ma'am.
If somebody has heard this conversation and they go, oh, I don't want to get macular degeneration, should I start taking this?
So, great. Such an important question because that data has been looked at. If I had a family history, I might start taking it myself. Hmm. But if we're going to be, if we're going to follow the data, the data has been quite clear that unless you have the changes in the retina, in the macula itself, there's no evidence that it's beneficial. Hmm. So family history, no real evidence that it's beneficial.
Okay. Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
If you have those, physical changes in the macula, then the data is quite clear that it's beneficial. But just having family history or just a concern about macular degeneration does not appear. We don't have the data that supports it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I do have a couple of brothers who have macular degeneration also. So
yeah.
I don't know if they're
highest statistical risk is siblings.
Okay.
So that would, you know, if it were me, I like to think I'm a scientist, but if it were me and I had family history, I'd probably be taking it.
Wow. Okay.
Even though, because as you know, mm-hmm. you know, Dr. Umat, the studies may be quite clear today.
Sure. Yeah.
But tomorrow,
absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. How many times have we had advice that changes over time?
Right.
So, you know, this is one where I might personally say you look at risk benefit.
Right.
And the risk here is extremely small. I don't know of any significant risk with this vitamin.
Right. Fair enough.
So,
yeah.
I would probably be taking it, mm-hmm. but now I'm, you know, that's there's no literature support for it. Okay.
All right.
Is that helpful
for
you, Randy?
Thank you very much, doctor.
Oh,
yes, sir. Very much, doctor.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for the call. And there's still time for your call as well for both the doctors. We have three of them in this studio, so I guess all of the doctors. 206-421-5757 is that number to call. 206-421-5757. All right, Dr. Pentland, let's talk about gut health. And we have a heart health event coming up at all three of our locations. And you were talking about how the heart and the gut might be connected. So let's give a little tease here for a couple of minutes and then talk more about that after
our
break.
Sure. So with heart health, you know, I'm all about the gut. Everything goes back to the gut eventually. Mm-hmm. Good health begins in the gut. But heart health is no exception, although heart health can be, you know, can have problems there by itself. There are some places in GI health and heart health that intersect. And the two places are the mouth and the colon. So there's that old famous statistic that 50% of heart attacks are related to periodontal disease.
Ah, I remember hearing that.
Right. So the routes of pathology include, you know, how the pathogens themselves get into the circulation from the mouth, or they increase the inflammatory markers in the circulation. So that's going to increase inflammation in the cardiovascular system. Mm. The other thing is in the colon, you know, we talk about transit time. How long is the stool staying in the colon? From the time the food comes in to the time it leaves, the longer it stays in, the more inflammatory toxins can be reabsorbed. Mm.
And how long should it stay?
Well, the number of bowel movements per day, 1 to 3, is normal.
Okay.
I talked to people about that. Yeah.
Yes.
I say they think they're having normal stools, but they're actually, when I actually explain, you know, it's 1 to 3 per day, well formed, easy to pass without pain or urgency, they're like, not actually.
Yeah, and then they start counting.
That's not actually what I'm having.
So something you eat today, would that be later today or tomorrow or how long?
Well, you can do a test like that if you eat something that's recognizable, like beets or something like that. You can see, or activated charcoal. If you take a few capsules of that, that's usually visible when it leaves.
That sounds scary and unappealing.
It comes in capsule form.
Okay.
Activated.
I'm thinking my fish tank. Okay.
No, you don't go out and gnaw on a piece of Kingsford or something like that. No.
You could, but not the same.
But it comes in capsule form, and I often recommend it for certain cases where there's diarrhea, for example, because that's usually a better out than in situation.
Okay.
And you don't want to necessarily take Imodium in those cases, but activated charcoal will act like a sponge and bind the toxins and have them exit the body instead of being reabsorbed. So that's
– So you'll kind of know how long. Okay.
But you can take activated charcoal safely, just 1 or 2 capsules, and you usually will see that in the stool. Yeah.
Does it turn color?
Yeah, it'll be a dark color, gray.
Dark color. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So somebody listening that's going, wow, I didn't know that was 1 to 3
if you
per
wanted
day.
To test, yeah, if you want to test your transit time, that's a good way to do it.
Okay. And you were talking heart health and gut right. and how that's related. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back to talk more about that gut in just a moment. And you got questions for the doctors? Now's the time to call. Don't wait until the end of the show. 206-421-5757. And we have a heart health event coming up. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Stay right there. To stay alive and live the best life you can and be stronger and leaner, faster, smarter,
sexier,
and happier. This is Leading Edge Medicine brought to you by Longevity. And we are talking about your gut health, gut things. And you were talking about how it relates to your heart. And we have something coming up about the heart, don't we, Dr. Pentland?
Yes, we have our heart fair on Thursday, May 9th. And it's talking about the cardiac inflammation panel. That's what we're going to be offering there.
Very good. And Dr. Ewan Matt, you want to talk a little bit more about what you need to do in order to get here and get ready to get tested?
No, absolutely. So this panel is available to longevity patients for a long time, but now anybody listening in who wants to know more about their heart health and, you know, have not been able to get it done through their primary care provider or just curious. And the reason it's important is because something can be done about it. And so with heart health being such a common problem, you want to know before you have an event rather than afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then when you have that information, you can take it to your provider and go, okay, help me sort this out now. What do I do about it? Or if you want us to help you, then absolutely we'll be happy to help you with it and connect you to other resources in the community. So whichever way you choose, the purpose of this health fair is to be able to give you that information. So you'll come into the clinic, make sure you've been fasting for a few hours, at least 6 to 8 hours prior to the blood test. And then you do have to have an appointment. Also, don't drink alcohol the day before. Your triglycerides can be affected by these numbers, so you want the best results possible. And then we'll draw the labs for you. If you choose to do a longevity lab, it's the same price as always. But if you become a longevity patient, what we'll do is discount the cost of the Cleveland Heart Panel and use the proceeds towards your longevity membership. So the test will become free. So another incentive. And also, you know, it'll buy 1.5 hour of physician time if you do both of them. So you'll be able to talk to one of our doctors, not just about the Cleveland panel, but also about everything else that we do and where it stacks up for you in your health. And then if you identify problems with your doctor and you feel like this is the right place for you, then we would love to be able to continue your care, and then we'll discount the test for free. So it tells you not just the cholesterol numbers, it tells you about inflammation markers, about genetic markers, about particle sizes, about apolipoprotein and therefore congestion in the liver, and also about the omega. So a lot of information that you wouldn't normally get otherwise. Cleveland does offer all of these tests. They do have this panel, but we customize this panel to longevity by adding the omega part of that. And that's just so you will know where you stack up in how much anti-inflammatory omega-3s you're taking in as opposed to the pro-inflammatory omega-6s. I think it's important for people to know that data and with that then improve your markers for the future and improve your health in the process.
Oh, yeah. All right. Just one of the things we're doing at Longevity. It's the Heart Health Day, and it's happening from 9 to 3 at all three of our clinics, Linwood, Tacoma, and in Kirkland. And again, that's on Thursday, May 9th. You do need an appointment. And here is that number to call, 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go on our website, lmclinic.com, to get details about that and get signed up for that. All right, something else that Longevity has been doing over the last several months, it's been available to our patients at Longevity, is weight loss and the Prolon intermittent fasting. So, can you talk about that for a bit?
Right. So very good question, and thank you for asking, Lynette. We launched a weight management program earlier in the year, and we put a lot of thought and education for all of our providers. And, you know, for those of you who have been listening to me for a while, we've been on the sidelines for the semaglutides therapy for weight management for a while, and it was until they published the data that said that the weight loss actually reduced risk for cardiovascular risk when we jumped in into this as well. Because the impact is far-reaching in a person's health. It's not about how you look and how to help you lose the weight so you look better. This is much more significant than that. There are some downsides to the therapy, and that's what, you know, had caused us to be a little bit more cautious. But in the last 3.5 months that we've been offering this treatment, we have really been very successful. And I'll say this, it's not lightly, but we have literally changed people's lives. It's not just that they've lost the weight. What I'm seeing is the shine in the eyes, the glow in their face, the happiness factor that contributes then to making the right choices moving forward. So my goal was not just do it while you're on the drug and then what? Because then the weight will come back when you come off of the drug. My goal always was educate so that this is a long process. And it is a teaching process so that they can adapt and accommodate changes that will help them be healthier. And then when I see that glow in their eyes, we're like, I did it. And it wasn't just that I lost the weight. It was, look, my inflammation markers are better. Look, my insulin level is better. Look, my glucose is better. My prediabetes is reversed. My diabetes markers are better. My cholesterol is better. And that just gives you the self-confidence to continue on this journey. So what I've seen in the last several months with our patient population, and again, we don't have hundreds of people, so I'm not by any means the most busiest clinic in the world, but enough to know that it has made a life-changing difference in people's lives. They feel better, and that gives them the desire to continue on that process for longer. They choose the right things. They make a concerted effort to go out and seek what is better for them. And that was the whole point. Don't give up. You can do this. We're here to support you. Your heart will be better. Your joints will be better. Your risk for cancer will be lower. Your dementia risk will be better, or lower. And that will make you better. And then you are then in a better position to help the people that are in your world, in your aura. And that's what this is about. One person at a time helping you achieve goals for your patient. And so from that point of view, I'm happy and very satisfied that the program has come so far and is doing well. Obviously, you know, there are more people who want to come in. We're looking for that. But very, very happy. I'm actually very happy that a lot of our longevity patients have jumped on this and wanted to do it. So they've had access to a lot of the features, but even they pay a little bit extra because it's a little bit more hands-on. It's not just that we're doing a lab review at your quarterly visit and saying, hey, I think the fast mimicking program is the best thing for you to do right now. Buy 3 packets and do 3, and then you'll be better. It's much more than that. It's a visit with the medical assistant. You get more information. You get doctor's time. And then we help you choose which is the right path for you. And if it is just the fast mimicking program 3 times in a row in 3 months, then so be it. But some people want to do the semaglutide or the GLP-1 agonist therapies, which are making it easier for them to see the changes faster. And in our hands, knock on wood, very little to no downside at this time.
That's good.
And we measure muscle mass because remember with all of these, people tend to lose a lot more muscle than body fat. And so we are cognizant of that, but we prep them for it. We prepare them. We teach them. We hold our hand through it. And so we are seeing some muscle mass also, but we're seeing more loss of body fat mass.
Okay. This is good. Now, one question is, will they have to stay on the Ozempic or Mounjaro for the rest of their lives, or is it something that we're hoping that they will come off of after they lose the weight and then, like you said, maintain by exercise and lifestyle changes? And
again,
food changes?
Depends upon each individual, Lynette, okay. And depends upon their personal story, where they were when they started and what the end goal is. And so if they're pre-diabetic and trying to avoid becoming diabetic and they achieve the goals, they can then wean themselves off over time. Again, everybody will have a different story. And so we will manage that for each individual on a one-by-one basis. But we can reduce the dose for sure.
Very good. All right. In the studio on Leading Edge Medicine today, we have Dr. Pentland, Dr. Umat, and our eye specialist, Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. We have probably time for two more questions. I'll give you that phone number and you can get in. Phone lines are open, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Oh, yeah, the Stones. Woohoo! You know, the doctors and I are hungry when it's getting close to lunchtime and we're talking about the good food places, because Dr. Mixon always would say where he's going to lunch, and he showed me this cookie at the Met. Oh, my. Okay. Let's talk healthy. And
sure.
No. So we talk weight loss on the air, and then in between we talk chocolate chip cookies.
Well, yes. But the point I was making was that they're not eating them.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
We're looking at the pictures.
Coming in and they're not eating them.
Okay.
And that's like, oh my gosh.
Like they're making changes and doing good things and.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, just a few minutes left of the show. Dr. Gilbert, let's jump over to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe talk about what is something we've talked about dry eye today, talked about RLE. We have talked about macular degeneration. What is something else that we can be aware of as we're aging, or something that we might notice with our eyes that we should, you know, if, as soon as we see these symptoms, we need to get in and talk to you?
So I think it's really important when you talk about aging, patients take for granted that if they're seeing reasonably well, that it's good enough. The flaw in that is several important things, critical things really. As the eye ages, the risk of eye diseases that have no symptoms are significant.
Okay.
Pressure in the human eye can double, and if it doubles slowly, we don't feel a thing.
Oh, wow.
Right?
And what does that lead to?
So glaucoma.
Okay,
if
that's right.
If the pressure gets above a threshold, then it can gradually, very slowly, choke off the nerves that are responsible for vision.
Okay.
Glaucoma is called the silent thief of sight.
Ooh.
Because we don't see, we don't feel, and you don't see anything changing.
Right.
Because you lose a pixel here and a pixel there, and it's cumulative. So over days, weeks, months, years, you can go totally blind.
Wow.
Before you notice it. And by the time you notice it, within the last couple of years, there was a very well-known minister who came to me, relatively young, who noticed an area missing. And he'd had contact lenses contact lens provider had been taking care of him, but hadn't checked his pressures.
Oh.
And he had some permanent loss of vision.
Wow.
And, I won't use any names, but he's talked about this on air. Mm. So those things can sneak up on you.
Sure.
And by the time you notice it, permanent loss.
It could
can't
be too
get it
late.
Back.
Wow.
Changes people think that their vision is the same, but I have many, many patients who get to the point where they're actually below driver's license vision. And they say, I see fine.
Mm. Wow.
I've always seen fine. And that's because changes oftentimes are glacial. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And because they're changing so slowly, we don't notice that. And it can get to the point where it leads to permanent loss, not just temporary loss.
Wow.
So especially when you get to, say, 50, it's time to have national recommendations and annual eye exam. If you have family history, you really do need to adhere to that. Family history of glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Because all of those can start out totally asymptomatic and you don't know it's going on.
Until
whereas
it
that
happens.
Can be easily picked up in an eye exam. And otherwise, you know, if you have no symptoms and no family history, while the national recommendation is annual, at least every couple years, get your eyes checked, including full pressure. And while my colleagues at Costco may be very good at getting affordable contacts and glasses, I would go to someone that that you can trust for a medical eye exam.
That's right. And they used to test your pressure with the – I always called it the puff test.
Yes.
Because they say, look here, and then poof, it's like, whoa, what was that? So, now they do something different.
Well
– and to check for
many
glaucoma.
People still – many practices still use the puff tonometer. The puff tonometer is reasonable for screening, but it's not as accurate. You don't use that to for instance, treat glaucoma. Because you can imagine, if someone's coming at you with a big puff of air, what are you going to do? You're going to kind of squeeze your eyes closed a little bit. And as you're squeezing your eye, what happens to the pressure?
It changes it.
So it's not the most accurate, but it's a quick screening tool that can be used.
Okay. Now, you don't use that. You use something way
we
better.
We don't use it because it's not accurate.
Okay.
It's not accurate enough to manage eye pressure. So we use just the accurate technology.
Okay, which is good.
Right.
I just did this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Monday. Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to watch for? Aging and eyes.
Okay. So, again, checking your prescription can make a big difference because many people, as it changes, they can miss the fact that the prescription is changing, so you're not seeing as well. But it also can tell of changes inside the eye anatomically that can warn of changes that can threaten physically the eye.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. And I'm going to give your phone number again one more time for Dr. Michael Gilbert in Northwest Vision Institute. That is in Bellevue. And if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Gilbert and his team, here is the phone number to call. It's 425-450-2020. All right. And Dr. Pentland, anything else you would like to add about gut health? Or NAD, we were talking about the IV therapies.
Well, we were talking about gut health, and there was something I wanted to mention about
that. Yes, okay.
When we talk about transient time, we kind of spun off onto activated charcoal. But
that's right.
In order to improve transient time, one of the things that's really helpful and also for heart health is fiber.
Okay.
It has so many benefits. It's a really multifunctional supplement. It improves cholesterol levels. It improves blood sugar regulation. Improves the gut bacteria. It feeds good bacteria. And it helps remove toxins from the body. There's hardly any downside to taking fiber except maybe a little gas and bloating.
Okay.
And that usually goes away if you're consistent. So
okay.
That's a big benefit for both heart health and gut health.
And I remember Dr. Mixon talking about this. He said it was as easy as getting the powdered fiber and just sprinkling it on your food.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to drink the sludge.
Yeah.
That's not – most people don't think that's an attractive option. But most Americans only get 12 grams of fiber a day.
And how many are we supposed to have?
We should get at least 20 to 30. Some people say 40 grams per day. Optimal health, yeah.
Can you eat too much fiber and then – well, you'd know that, right?
Yeah, it kind of turns into a brick if you're not well hydrated enough. So water's the other key there.
How much do you get from a bowl of oatmeal in the morning?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, oatmeal has a lot of bran. That's a good source. But I would usually add another teaspoon of like psyllium fiber to that.
Okay.
To get – you know, it's a good source for that.
What about a bran muffin from the bakery?
Yeah. Well, probably under 12 grams. That's what most people are getting.
Okay, because they're taking their bran muffin thinking, okay, I've done it for the day.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you know, if you get something that you can check the label and see how many grams of dietary fiber you're getting in that. Soluble fiber is going to be the heart healthy stuff.
All right. Very good. And just a minute left of our show. Dr. Umat, one more reminder about our Heart Health Day coming up
May
9th. May
9th, 9 to 3. Call our clinics, all locations, and just know more about what your cholesterol is doing for you.
All right.
Or not doing for
or
you.
Or not doing for you.
Or doing yeah. to you.
Or yes. To you. Yeah. So important. I love that we're doing these extra tests. People have been asking for them.
Yeah.
Now we're doing them. Earlier, we had done the gallery test. We've done that a couple of times at our different locations. And we've also – what was the other one that we did? I just blanked on it. We had another day where we did some testing.
Well, gallery is all we've done so far.
Okay.
This is the heart health. What we did was a special on our IV therapies,
yes.
announced for a while.
Okay.
Around the Christmas holidays. And then we started our weight management program. So that's also – we do some lab testing in that as well. And that's open to longevity and non-longevity patients.
All right.
And then Dr. Pentland also does the BioShore treatments for erectile dysfunction and BPH. And he's been very successful with BPH treatments. Mm-hmm. And again, that's also available to non-patients and in all three locations.
All right. So much information and lots of things that we do at Longevity Medical Clinics. Of course, three locations for you in Kirkland, in Tacoma, and in Linwood. And if you'd like more information, make an appointment for the Heart Health Day or get that free health analysis appointment. Here is that number to call. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or you can go on our website, which is lmclinic.com. You'll get all the information about our doctors here at Longevity and even some videos there of Dr. Mixon talking about some of our more popular subjects. And of course, our radio broadcasts are available for you on our website. Okay, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time on Leading Edge Medicine.